There is a very successful person on Audioboo. His name is Boag World. And the reason he's successful, I think, is that he gives very good advice about what to do in relation to your website, tip by tip. In other words, each audio that he does gives a single tip and supports it, and he puts them up maybe every 3 or maybe every day. So in honor of Boag World and in copying him, this is my first audio in which I'm going to give a tip about how to get the most from Twitter. Yes, Twitter. Twitter is something that probably almost all the people who use Audioboo are on. And Twitter is so easy to get on, so easy to get started with, that people sometimes overlook the various things they can do in order to achieve better results on Twitter. Now, I have to say that better results on Twitter, for me, doesn't mean as simple a thing as increasing your followers. It actually means getting whatever it is you want to out of Twitter. In other words, you might want to use Twitter in order to be able to have interesting conversations with people. You might want to use Twitter in order to sell products. You might want to use Twitter in order to improve your reputation and get better known, so that you would be able at some later stage to make contact with people and possibly enter into some sort of contract with them. So, okay, with that understood, let me give you Monday morning's number one tip for the use of Twitter. Use lists. Yes, use lists. Organize the people that you follow into lists. Don't try to connect with them, read them, follow them all in one big stream. Because if you do that, you're going to miss lots and lots of tweets that you might have liked to pay attention to. What I do is I have about 20 Twitter lists. Now, that's because I follow over 1,000 people or maybe over 1,500 people. But I organize them into lists according to particular topics. So whenever I want to pay attention to what people I follow in Cork are saying, I look at my Cork Twitter list. I don't look at my Twitter feed. That would just be too distracting, and I'd never find the people I wanted to see what they were saying from Cork there, because people from other countries and other places would get in the way. So when I want to focus on Cork, I go to my Twitter list, Cork, Ireland. Similarly, when I want to focus on places outside Cork in Ireland that other businesses that have any kind of a business connection, I look at my list, Irish Business. And there I'll find all the companies and all the individuals around the country and from all the other counties who I follow, who I put there, especially so that when I want to think about people outside Cork, I can get them all in the same place. And it means that I'm not distracted by the people in America, etc. And a third example would be, I have a Twitter list which I call Pet Tweeters. Yes, Pet Tweeters. And that only has about 10 people on it. And these are 10 people, and I want to read all of their tweets. And I will regularly go to my Pet Tweeters list at the end of the day, or even at the beginning of a day, and I look back over about 24 hours of Twitter, and I'll see every single thing, for example, that Roger Overall has tweeted, or that Mitch Joel has tweeted, or that Chris Brogan has tweeted, or that InHand Guides has tweeted. So basically, I have a small number. You can't have more, a big number here, because it would defeat the purpose. So that's my tip for today, Monday. Use Twitter lists and let other people know how you get on using Twitter lists. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. O'Mahony Blog over and out.